worth of time.
We could have the judicial department come up and start talking about the grant.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
We're going to ask the judicial department to come forward at this point in time and open the public hearing and work session on the Oregon Judicial Department approval of a federal grant application. I believe that they sent this. This was circulated yesterday. Susan, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Susan Klosterman. I'm the Deputy State Court Administrator for Business Operations. And also here today, in case you have questions on the program, is Nancy Miller. I think many of you know her, who's the Director of the Court Programs and Services Division of the Judicial Department. Our request to you today is for approval to apply for a statewide federal grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. It would be a drug court grant, and the monies would be used to help coordinate, train, and provide technical assistance to the drug court teams across the state. Those teams include not only court staff and judges, but also district attorneys, defense attorneys, drug court treatment providers, and other human services staff. The $300,000 would also provide funding to provide some data collection and evaluation tools. We currently have a management information system, and we would also like to enhance that to allow remote entry by the treatment providers. This is just a request to apply for the grant. Should the grant be awarded to the department, we would return to the emergency board probably next fall and ask for permission to receive the monies and limitation.
Thanks, Susan. We're going to open a full hearing on this Oregon Judicial Department request for a grant application. Senator Devlin's joined us for the record. Senator Devlin, Senator George, Representative Butler, and Representative Patridge are here. Any questions for the department as to the nature of this request? LFO has made the recommendation. In this case, Robin, did you have anything to add for the record?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Actually, I think we need a work session, and I believe you opened a public hearing.
I did open a public hearing, okay. So I just wanted to see if there's anything in this portion.
Nope.
All right. At this point in time, we're going to close the public hearing. We're going to, on the Judicial Department request for a grant application for drug courts, we're going to open a work session on the approval of the federal grant application for the drug courts. Robin, do you have anything to add?
Yes, Mr. Chair. LFO recommends approval of the request.
Okay. LFO has recommended approval. They've submitted a memorandum to us, and the chair would entertain a motion if there's no questions. Representative Butler moves to approve the request for the Judicial Department. Any questions? Any comments? Seeing this, so ordered. Request is approved.
I need a carrier. For full.
Okay. Representative Butler will carry.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you. Close the work session on the Oregon Judicial Department approval for federal grant application. Open the work session on Senate Bill 5524, the Judicial Fitness Commission. Susan Isaacs is here today, who is the executive director, as well as representatives from the Judicial Fitness Commission. I want to say I appreciate the work that the commission has done and the work Ms. Isaacs has done in trying to really scrutinize this budget. We certainly appreciate it. It is a general fund budget. The co-chairs have approved us to move forward at this particular funding level. My understanding is that this will allow the Judicial Fitness Commission to continue to function and at the same time provide a modest amount of, very, very modest amount of funds for investigatory services, but still allow the public to have a forum to make complaints regarding judicial fitness. And so, consequently, they may, should they have large cases or have investigations that are currently in the queue, they may have to come to the e-board to make additional requests for investigatory issues. If the panel remembers the case regarding Judge Fadley from several years ago, that was a substantial cost to the state. I believe they had to come to the e-board at that particular time to continue the investigation on that case. So with those caveats in mind, I do want to, if you would express the entire commission, that the chair appreciates the work that you guys did in trying to scrutinize this. Monica, do you want to go over your recommendation?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, briefly, the first few adjustments there are the standard adjustments that you'll be seeing in most agencies, the merit adjustment, the elimination of inflation, and the adjustments to the state government service charges based on the general government subcommittee actions. Mr. Chair, you alluded to some of the reductions that we're making in this agency. Just to highlight them, there were two part-time positions for this agency. The recommendation after consulting with the executive director is that we eliminate the quarter-time office support position, and we would add back a small amount, $5,000, in services and supplies to allow the executive director the flexibility to either contract on an ad-needed basis if the commission needs some support now and again, or to reimburse her law firm where this agency is co-located for assistance that her administrative person provides to her law firm. And we are, LFO is recommending a reduction to the professional services for the investigation prosecution to bring that level to $29,000 in the budget. As was mentioned earlier, this number has fluctuated depending on the number of complaints and the type of complaints. And as in the past, the agency could return to the emergency board if they can't manage to this level. And I spoke with the executive director about 20 minutes ago, and I believe she's comfortable with this, but is here to respond.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Monica?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
I just need, I beg your pardon, and I stampede to apologize. The performance measures, it's been some time. Can you direct me to those in our budget book, Monica?
I think they're on our
memo.
They're
on the last page of the packet.
Okay. All right.
If that will be sufficient.
I beg your pardon. Thank you very much.
And, Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, as you can see from some of those, I would expect the performance measures to be affected with the elimination of the clerical support, but I think it's something that they can manage to.
Thank you.
The Commission, any brief statements or any comments? Mr. Feeney?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you very much for working with us on this.
Can you identify yourself just for the record, even though I identify?
Okay, I'm Dick Feeney. I'm a member of the Commission on Judicial Fitness, and with me is David Brewer. David Brewer is a judge with the Court of Appeals. He's a member of the Commission, and Susan Isaac is our executive director. We think that spending level is the right spending level, and we're happy with that. We are a little concerned about Dave and I are a little concerned about the eliminating of the administrative position, and we hesitate to make any comment at all, although we are satisfied with this overall budget level. Is there a possibility that we would have authority to spend the money that's suggested here for professional services, and the money that's suggested for service and supplies is one category, so that we might, if needed be, increase the work needed for administrative help. We, at 0.25 FTE, this has been a bit of a lifeline of activity to keep the commission going on its month-to-month meetings.
I think, Mr. Feeney, I think the direction, and correct me if I'm wrong, Monica, but the services, the supply money, the professional services money would allow you to contract for some of those services. Should you realize that the workload was overwhelming? So just
we want to go beyond the 5,000. That's what I'm thinking. More
there are services and supplies, you have the ability to do contract services.
That's very helpful to know.
All right.
I'm Dave Brewer.
I know that this is a so the morass of accounting and
okay. So the $34,000 together for the administrative work and professional services. Okay,
that's some overlap.
That'd be fine.
That helps us understand. I'm Dave Brewer, chair of the commission. I just want to thank the committee and the chair so much for your willingness to work with us on this and your understanding of the importance of this administrative oversight of the judicial branch. We appreciate it.
Monica, can you just tell, I mean, for the record, can you let them know at least our understanding of the services and supplies?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. Within the services and supply category in total, not only the 5,000 but in the 29,000, but all of the services and supplies, which is currently 66,000, I mean, the agency has the flexibility within the allotment to manage their services that they need to provide within that. These are general targets, and wanted to put on the record the 29,000 to kind of set a benchmark from where you have been in the past at 50,000 down to 39, down to 29. But
thank you. That answers our concerns. Thank you.
Okay. So if we spend a little bit more next, we'll be okay with you. But we're spending in that category, in that level.
We appreciate the fact that you're managing this, that we've tried to look at it and scrutinize it, and we know you perform an important function, and I don't think the legislature has an intent to hinder that function.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We appreciate it very much.
All right. At this point in time, the chair would entertain a motion in toto, including the performance measures, to adopt the ALFA recommendations. Representative Butler.
Mr. Chair, I move the recommendations, including the modification to Senate Bill 5524, the amendment to include the modifications that Legislative Fiscal has recommended, as well as the five performance measures, that this be moved to the full Joint Ways and Means Committee on due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Butler moves the May 14, 2003 LFO recommendations, including the performance measures, to Senate Bill 5524. Questions? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Chair will now entertain a motion to move Senate Bill 5524 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Representative Butler moves Senate Bill 5524 to the full committee as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. For the record, Senators Devlin and George, Representatives Butler and Patridge are present. Thank you all. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
Well, need to close the
need
experience on Senate Bill. Well,
carriers, I'll carry.
Mr. Chair, I want to express my appreciation to the Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability. It's a neat experience to see folks recognize the state that the state is in right now and be able to step up to it and say we can do and we will do, and that is not that your personal sacrifice is not being unrecognized. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Pass along our best to the commission, please. At this point in time, we're closing the work session. You have something to add?
Sorry.
We'll close the work session. Senator George.
Well, I was just going to say I appreciate the fact that they're concerned and making sure that their handling of the dollars are, in fact, in accordance with the will of the legislature. I appreciate that.
Well, and this, within the service and supplies, state budget is different than local budget. Local budget law provides that you can't move anything around more than 5 or 10% with any budget line item. State budget law is different in that regard. As long as you stay within your total services and supplies and personnel category, or services and supplies, then you can contract to have that work done. That's unique.
All right. With that, unless there's anything for the good of the order, we have the DPSST up tomorrow for the committee. The chair doesn't intend to move the DPSST.
I was going to ask that question. Expedite that.
We're trying to get agreement.
I don't know if we can get agreement on that budget yet. So at this point, then, thank you all. We're adjourned.
Thanks, Mr.